Good morning. A weak area of high pressure is building in today across interior New York and New England. A couple of leftover flurries, especially downwind of Lake Ontario, but that's about it. No accumulating snow. In fact, clouds will tend to break up and we'll have more in the way of sunshine through the middle stages of the day before clouds thicken, with a storm system heading our way from the south for overnight tonight and tomorrow morning. So a little bit of sunshine today and diminishing winds. Temperatures should reach on average into the mid-30s. Clouds will thicken this evening in advance of that next system, but it'll stay dry right on through the evening with some light snow moving in around midnight. Temperatures will drop back into the 20s overnight as a steady light snow gets going into the early morning hours tomorrow. Right now, it looks like a white Christmas for most of interior New York and New England, with a fresh coating of a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow on the ground. Places across the Catskills, the Litchfield Hills, perhaps the southern Berkshires, could get as much as 3 inches of snow in localized areas. All the light snow will wind down first thing tomorrow morning, and we'll have some sunshine on Christmas afternoon, and temperatures will reach back up into the middle and upper 30s. Another break in the action for Wednesday, although any sunshine in the morning will give way to increasing clouds quickly throughout the day, as another and more potent storm heads our way from the lower Mississippi Valley. This one will have more moisture to work with and a stronger fetch off of the Atlantic Ocean. Precipitation will begin after dark on Wednesday and continue overnight Wednesday night. The exact track of this storm will determine if any sleet or freezing rain mixes in with the snow. This would cut back on snowfall totals, but in places where we see all snow, significant amounts are possible during the course of the day on Thursday. High temperatures on Wednesday will be in the lower to mid-30s, and with any precipitation going back over to snow on Thursday afternoon, then winding down, highs again will be in the middle 30s. Another break in the action on Friday, with high pressure building in, skies will still be mostly cloudy and it'll be blustery with highs in the lower 30s before another storm from the same area approaches for the weekend. This could bring us more snow in this active weather pattern. Highs will be in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings are in effect for much of central Oklahoma into northeastern Arkansas for tonight and tomorrow. 3 to 6 inches of snow is possible in these areas, and with gusty winds, blowing and drifting snow is likely limiting visibility and lowering wind chill values. And winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect for much of the Intermountain West today. Snowfall totals will generally be in the 1 to as much as 6 inch range, but as much as 2 to 4 feet of snow is possible in parts of the Sierras around Yosemite National Park and parts of the Wasatch Range. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Beirut, Lebanon at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Iwami, Japan at 6 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, blowing snow and fog, 4 below 0, with a west-northwest wind at 67 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, flurries and 31 degrees, the dew point 21, 67% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Corpus Christi and Westlake, both in Texas, to a low of 25 below zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, increasing clouds in the lower 40s, Boston, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy skies with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low 28, the average temperature 32, that's 6 degrees above normal. A trace of snowfall yesterday for the month, still 0.7 inches, which is 8.7 inches below normal, and 0.8 inches for the season, which is 11.4 inches of snow below normal. There were 33 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 667, and 1,955 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low, 18. The record high, 57, set in 1941, and the record low, 15 below zero, in 1989. Sunrise this morning at 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening 4:26 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. cloudy with light snow tonight, a dusting to 2 inches possible, lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, a dusting to 2 inches likely with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few flurries today, highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, a dusting to 2 inches likely with up to 3 inches in the Catskills and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few flurries today and highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, 1 to 3 inches possible, with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, a dusting up to 2 inches likely, with perhaps as much as 3 inches in localized areas across the higher terrain, and lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, light snow Christmas morning with some afternoon sunshine, highs in the mid-30s. Clouds increase again on Wednesday. It'll be dry through the day with more snow developing after dark, temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. More snow or mixed precipitation Wednesday night into the day on Thursday. Precipitation winding down as some light snow Thursday afternoon in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, dry on Friday, lower 30s. And increasing clouds Saturday with another chance of snow late in the day, overnight, and into the day on Sunday. Highs across the weekend in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Have a Merry Christmas for WAMC. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.